I experienced in my own life a perfect healing through the ministry of a priest psychologist in my home in Melbourne, Australia. And then he gave me a commission. And he said, now, Anne, you go and do for others what was the Lord has done for you. And that's what I've done. I began fumblingly an organization called Victims of Abortion, because for every abortion, there are victims, whether they know it or not.
Often when a woman has an abortion, she's under pressure of circumstances, or from her family, friends, or the father of the baby. Sooner or later, most women realize that it is impossible to turn back the clock. An aborted baby cannot be brought back to life. The grief and the sense of guilt can be completely overwhelming as these women search not only for forgiveness, but for the opportunity to apologize to their babies. Anne Lassman founded an organization, the Victims of Abortion, which helps women to come to terms with their abortion and to find reconciliation and peace.
In the last 12 years, I've seen over 1,000 women. Some I've seen once or twice only, because they just need someone to tell them to where they can speak about their abortion, and for someone not to judge them. And others I've seen long-term, up to 2 or 3 years. But that's because there's other issues which went along with the abortions. Multiple abortions always means other problems, and they have to be dealt with before even we can deal with the abortions.
An abortion doesn't take place in isolation. Neither is it over and done with just because of the operation. Physical and spiritual healing are not the same thing.
From a physical perspective, generally 95% of the times it's a week of recovery and you're fine. But from a spiritual and psychological perspective, it's far from the reality. The reality is that the best way to deal with an abortion immediately is to shut it down. And yes, it's been said that the immediate response is relief. And that makes sense. Relief, because all the problems which were foreseen, my husband, my boyfriend, my mother, my father, my career, all the problems that were foreseen have suddenly been, well, fixed. The problem's been fixed. However, the reality is that you can't shut it down for a long time. You just cannot. Because your psychology and your spirit actually won't allow that to happen.
Abortions take place worldwide on a vast scale.
We have roughly 40 million abortions per year worldwide that we know of. Then, of course, China we can't know because of their one-child policy. Now, if you think about this, 40 million is such a huge number, you can't make sense of it. It doesn't make sense, 40 million. But think of this. 40 million babies die. 40 million mothers lay down and had the procedure on them. 40 million fathers have been involved in the conception of this child. Now, this is annually. Eve, woman, is very not well in herself. We are designed to give life. The moment Eve, woman, is well, all the children will be well. Adam will be healed in his manhood, because his woman or Eve values him.
An ultrasound scan is quickly able to show that the fetus is a very special little human being.
From about 12 weeks, a woman can have
an ultrasound scan, and it's easy to see on that scan that there's a head, arms, legs. You can see the heart beating, you can see the baby moving, which is a bit more than just a clump of cells.
And one of the things that I was hoping to push for in Australia and anywhere else in the world where we do abortions is ultrasound facilities in abortion facilities. If the abortion people would like to say informed consent, okay, go for informed consent. However, show a picture first. Informed consent, as far as I'm concerned, is not even worth the paper it's written on. Because when a girl is, or a woman is distressed, she cannot give informed consent. We know that.
Anne helps women to come to terms with the abortion, to find forgiveness, and to find again the baby that they thought had been lost.
What I do is I help them, first of all, rehumanize the baby. Because to abort, you have to dehumanize it by saying it's not a baby, it's tissue, it's this, it's everything else. We give it a name. So the baby belongs to her and to her family. Where there is a religious belief, say, for example, if it's a Catholic, I connect them with a priest who works with me for confession. And we have a Mass of the Resurrection. And I often speak, and I say to them, darling, when you close your eyes on this side, your son or daughter, you know, your son, John, will be waiting for you and will be saying to you, hello, Mum, I've waited for you. It's really amazing how much healing there's in the rehumanizing of their baby, because they've had so long to have it chopped up, not real, and to make it real, and to believe that they are forgiven and that their baby loves them. Often they'll say, but Anne, how do you know I'm forgiven? And I say, because you're here and I'm telling you. I am telling you that God loves you. Your history, He has guided your history to this moment for you to hear from Anne, who has aborted two children, that God loves you and your baby loves you. And Janet, do you know something? The most beautiful, and for me, it never fails to move me, is this. Someone who has no religious belief at all, but you say to them that their baby lives with God, then the tears come. You see, they don't have a belief, but they want the baby to live with God.
And they want that baby to live.
Yes.